Aha, here we are. It's late lunch right here on the Friday afternoon show with me, Kevin, and Gaynor. So, Gaynor, what are you up to today?
Today, Kevin, we are making German cheesecake. No, we're not. We're making German quiche. But okay. We're going to start by making basic shortcrust pastry.
Okay. So tell us what you're doing now.
Right. So for the shortcrust pastry, you need 225 grams of plain flour, 100 grams of fat. So that could be 50 grams lard, 50 grams butter to make the 100, or just 100 grams of margarine.
Yep.
Half a teaspoon of salt and 2 tablespoons of water.
Okay.
And then what you do is put all the ingredients except the water into a bowl, rub the flour into the butter until you get breadcrumbs.
And that's what's happening now. I'm watching. It's starting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't take long. You just use your fingertips to rub it in.
Yep.
Like you're clicking your fingers, but with flour in between.
Okay.
And then when you get it to breadcrumb state, you make a little well in the middle and you put in 2 tablespoons of cold water.
Okay.
And then you bring it all into the middle and then it starts to stick. And then you use your fingers like a big spatula.
Yeah.
And bring it all together. If it seems too dry and it's not coming together, then you can just add a little bit more water.
And when you say coming together, do you mean it just forms
into a big ball?
A big ball.
A big ball.
Okay.
So that's going to need a bit more water.
Bit more water going in.
What I have found is the cheaper the flour, the drier it is, so you need more water.
Okay.
So.
And is it a certain type of flour?
It's plain flour that you use for pastry.
Just plain flour. Yeah.
And then you bring it together into a big ball. Like so.
Yeah, that's happened already.
Yeah, it's quite quick.
Yeah.
And then for the best result, because you've got to keep pastry cold, you do that and then you put it into the fridge for about 5 minutes just to chill it back down.
Okay.
And then you take it out of the bowl and roll it to the size you require with a rolling pin.
Oh, okay. So in the fridge for 5 minutes, back out, get your rolling pin out, slap it on a pastry board, roll it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grease your flan tin, which is a flat tin, better with a loose bottom.
Yeah.
Loose bottom's always handy. and then you lay your pastry in.
Yeah.
And then you make something called a cartouche.
This is the interesting bit, isn't it?
This is the interesting bit, where you right. take a piece of baking paper.
Yeah.
Greaseproof paper, anything like that. You make it into a circle.
Yeah.
By folding it into a square, then yeah. a rectangle, then a triangle,
yeah.
then another triangle.
Yeah.
So it gets smaller and smaller, so it's cone shape.
Yes.
You put the centre of the triangle to the centre of your pie tin to measure it.
So it's like when you've made this cone shape, you put the middle, the end of it,
the tip of it,
goes yeah. right in the middle of your
flan tin.
Dish, tin.
Then you cut it to size.
Yeah.
Open it out and you have a circle.
So you end up with a circle, basically.
Then you
baking paper.
Then you lay that circle of baking paper into the pastry.
That's what we're doing now.
Into the case.
Yeah.
Then you add to that either baking beads or dried peas or rice or something to keep the base of the pastry down while you put it in the oven.
So baking beans, or you just get them from a supermarket?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good. They're totally yeah. reusable.
Okay.
They're £4 in any supermarket. They come in a tub, £4, okay. and that's your £4 for life. You don't have to buy
okay.
them again.
Okay.
Then you put that whole thing into the oven for about 10 minutes.
So just recap then. So you've got your flan tin, you've got your pastry in the bottom,
yeah.
you've got your cartouche.
Yep.
I got that right, didn't
you
I?
You did.
On
yeah.
top of that. And then on top of the cartouche or baking paper, you've got your baking beans.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to have baking beans?
Because if you put the pastry in to bake, it will air gets into the pastry and slightly lifts.
Okay.
So to stop the bubbling or the lifting, the weight of the beans
right.
keeps it flat.
Ah, got you. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do it like that, but you will get a bubbly effect
yeah.
if you don't.
I
mean, so it's
that's
fine.
The best way to do
it's
it.
The best way of doing
right.
it.
Right, and then that goes in the oven
for 10 minutes.
Right.
About gas mark 5, 220 degrees C.
Yes.
Then after about 10 minutes, you take it out, lift out the beans, which will be hot, lift out the cartouche with the beans in, put them to one side.
Yeah.
Then use a beaten egg to, and beat egg with brush. Words okay. won't come out.
Beat an egg
to seal the pastry and put it back in the oven for 5 minutes.
So a beaten egg, which you brush over the pastry that's been baked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then that goes back in the oven.
For 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And then you take it out and put it to one side because you're going to use that in a minute.
Okay.
Then, whilst that is slightly cooling.
No, as if by magic, we're now standing over the hob. And Gaynor's clutching a square of butter.
Which I've just dropped in. Just a little bit of butter. It can be vegetable oil, it can be marge, it can be anything.
Okay.
Then to that, I am going to add some diced bacon.
Yeah.
Sorry. I went and put my spoon down. Always need a spoon.
That's all right.
Don't worry about that. And then the butter melts. It doesn't have to melt completely, just as long as you've got a nice covering in the bottom of your pan.
Okay.
And then you add your bacon.
Okay. Right. So just chuck it in
just chuck
as
it
the
in.
Butter's melting.
Yeah. yeah. And then that just seals off. And the reason this is called a German quiche is because a German student that my mum had a few years ago showed us how to make this.
Right.
And it makes, by cooking off the ingredients all together first, it makes the quiche more flavour. It's juicy and
okay.
And in a proper German quiche, you use leeks instead of onions.
All right.
But we're going to use onions because it works just as well.
All right.
But diced leeks in them, absolutely gorgeous. Really makes it a juicy filling.
Okay. Right.
So that's sizzling away, and to that I'm going to add half a diced onion.
Yep.
Again, it's one of those recipes you can add exactly what you want to go in it. You don't have to put the bacon in it. If you're a vegetarian, you can just put vegetables in it.
Yeah.
Even little florets of broccoli go in at this point, and they okay. work really well.
Yeah, so you could have a vegetarian option.
Totally.
No problem.
Totally. Or you don't even have to use bacon. You can use ham.
Yeah.
And just do it the same. Then to that, while that's sizzling, it doesn't have to cook through, it just seals in the butter. So the bacon is sealing and the onions are softening.
Yeah.
Then I'm adding a handful of mixed peppers diced. Just because I like peppers in it. You don't have to put peppers in it, but it...
Yeah, it's looking good.
And I'm also going to add a handful of mushrooms.
Okay. How do you know how much to put in the pan, Gaynor?
The same way with most things that I do, it's two rashers of bacon, but the rest of it is a handful.
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
Yeah.
If you want more of one thing, put more in.
It's
all to taste.
Yeah.
So everything we do is to taste. You can add to it what you want.
Yeah.
This is just the basic idea.
Okay.
So this is the bit where you're going to go, that's odd.
Right.
Because in a jug here, I have got 100 millilitres of milk, semi-skimmed. It doesn't have to be, it can be full fat, depends what you're on.
Yeah.
5 eggs.
Yeah.
Which?
Ooh. Which Gaynor's now cracking.
I am. Trying not to get the shell in.
Yeah. I'm standing well back here.
And then you just beat that together with a fork.
Yeah.
Add salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Just a sprinkling, you don't need much. And then to the sizzling mixture, this is where it's different.
Right, microphone in, sizzle, hear it. Oh, sizzle stopped.
Sizzle stopped because I've just added the egg. And then what you do now is keep stirring it so it starts to resemble scrambled egg, soft scrambled egg.
Yeah.
But all the flavours and juices from those things you've just cooked in the butter are now going into the egg mix. So basically the quiche doesn't taste just like egg.
Yeah. Wow, it does look good.
And then to that, I'm going to add...
Don't tell me. It wouldn't be cheese, would it,
It would
Gaynor?
Be cheese, yeah, because I like cheese.
Another handful.
A handful of cheese.
Handful of cheese.
And it just comes together like a soft scrambled egg, but you keep stirring it all the time. And as soon as it comes to soft scrambled egg, you then pour that into your ready-made flan case.
So it is quite liquid, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's
pouring it in.
But it's got scrambled egg lumps in.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn that off because that's burning my face. Then onto the top of that, you put grated cheese. You can put any kind. You could even put mozzarella on it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then just for decoration, I'm going to add a few slices of tomato.
Okay.
Just down the middle.
Wow.
And then you put that in the oven at 200 degrees, so that's about gas mark 7, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And that's it done.
Job done.
Job done. But because it's like Blue Peter in my kitchen, here's one I made earlier.
Whoa, look.
There you go.
Oh, wow, look at that.
So Kevin is now going to get his gnashers around this.
Yeah. I've got all my own teeth as well. I just want people to know. That looks fantastic. So while I eye that up, it is pastry first.
Yep.
10 minutes to cook in the oven. And then you take it out again and you baste it with, brush it with butter.
Brush it with beaten egg.
Beaten egg. And then back in the oven for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So the pastry case takes 15 minutes altogether. Yeah.
And then you then are making the filling, and it's just a handfuls of stuff, isn't it? Whatever suits you.
Whatever's in the cupboard, whatever you fancy.
But the best way is to finish it off with, was it about 100 ml of milk again?
Yeah, 100 ml of milk and 5 eggs.
5 eggs.
That is going to feed easily. You can have that cold, you can have it hot with chips and stuff, and that's easy going to feed a family of four, that one.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's a good big size.
Right, I'm just going to put my microphone down slightly.
Do you want me to cut it for you?
No, I'm going to use this. I don't need any help with eating, ever. Right, here we go. I feel a bit like Greg on MasterChef. Mmm!
It's got to be the best cheese you've ever tasted.
I didn't say that.
No, but it's got to be.
It is. Actually, now you mention it, it is the best quiche I've ever tasted. Well, it's the best German quiche I've ever tasted. Oh, it's absolutely delicious. It's so rich, isn't it? But it's not heavy.
No.
I'm going to have another forkful. Oh, that is great. Oh, that'll be MasterChef ringing you up, Gaynor. That's brilliant. Thanks, Gaynor.
That's okay.
I'll be back next week with another one.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, I'm loving this.